Why women seek control. So in a relationship, it's often a thing and a dynamic that women like to feel that they're in control. If she's a stay-at-home mum, it might be about controlling the household and controlling the kids and everything that happens with the kids. When he tries to step in to assist with the kids, she's like all over, no, 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 you don't do it that way. This is how you do it. And she shows him how to do it. And then he feels like a little child and she feels like a mum. That's not going to work. So when you see her starting to take control of the finances, or she wants to tell you all the time what to do, she's in fear. Now, one or two things have happened. Either she's had conditioning in the past that has made her feel like she's been out of control, and the only way that she can feel safe is to be in control of things. And if she's like that, she's going to be in her masculine state doing this, which means that as a guy, it's going to push you into your feminine state where you're uncertain and you're letting her take control. Now, this is not about who's in control of the relationship. This is about a need for safety and security. So if you start fighting over control, that's not going to go well. So what you need to do for yourself is reframe this to look at it like, okay, she's in fear right now. So as a man, I need to step up and I need to be leading. Leading is very different to controlling. Leading is about you taking responsibility in the relationship. You taking responsibility for the things that need to get done. And you'll see TikToks, right, of the guy walking down the street, you know, and it's a joke, and he's being ultra vigilant, watching out for any danger, and she's walking, you know, next to him. And if you listen to the right videos, you'll hear women talk about the need for security and safety and how important that is to them. So it's not about control. Often when you look at a problem in relationships, you look at the surface level, kids, money, sex, control. It's not about that. It's what's going on underneath. So if you're a guy listening to this, what you're dealing with is her past trauma, most likely, in her needing to be in the masculine state and being in control. So dealing with her trauma, you need to have empathy for her. You need to understand her feelings. You need to understand where this came from. Was her father a control freak? Did he totally control the family when she was growing up? Was it her mum that was a control freak? Or did she experience events that made her feel like the only way that she could feel safe was to have control? That's what you're dealing with. And so your solution, your antidote to that, is for you to be able to provide leadership. And in the smallest, I guess, funniest way of expressing that is, where do you want to go for dinner tonight? Oh, I don't know. Where do you want to go to dinner tonight, babe? No, guys, that's not how it's done. When she says, do you want to go out to dinner tonight? You're like, yeah, absolutely. Let me book the Chinese restaurant. That's your favorite place. Let's make it for 7:30. I'll get the kids organized with the babysitter. And I think we're going to have the Shaoxian chicken tonight because you love that. That's you being certain. That's you leading. What's going on with the finances right now? I've checked with the bank. The mortgage is fine. I've changed our payments from monthly to every 2 weeks because that'll reduce our interest rate. And I negotiated with them and I got the rate down by 0.25%. That's you leading. That's you leading. That's not you controlling. That's you stepping up in every area of the kingdom, your lives together, and you handling shit. If you want a great relationship, understand she wants you to lead.